obviously it's a massive monkey off your shoulders now. We've got the first win. I think we can build on it now. I really think we've got three games that were possible of winning now, with Waterloo on Saturday. I think it's the College on the Monday, and then Bilth. So that, I theory really do think we can get another 9 points from it if we put the level of performance we did Saturday, especially if you're going down to 10 men after 20 minutes and me having to become the cat, as they say.
You must have thought, though, oh, here we go again, really, because we haven't had a lot of luck this season, have we, really?
No, we have had no luck. Again, yeah, it was a red card, unfortunately, but the lads stuck to the game plan. We'd set up a little bit more defensive, which worked. In 20 minutes, we were well on top, really, and then, obviously, the sending off came, and for Barry, fair play to him, he didn't change the play, pattern of play. Obviously, we had to go with one up top in the end and put Connor on the wing, but it just worked, and everyone put in 150%. You really can say that about the lads, and can't fault the commitment. And we scored two great goals at the end. Well, the first goal was good as well. So, but then second half, one all at half time. Barry just said, "Keep playing, be patient. We will get a chance. Don't let them have a shot, because Tom won't save it." And fair play, they didn't have a shot. Probably should have scored one. He had missed a bit of a sitter, but Joel scored an absolute blinder. Great work by Jack Bowen, shut down the goalkeeper. Didn't really need to, because we said, don't press the ball, let them have it in their own box. But he pressed him, and he kicked it straight to Joel, who 40-yard lob, and it was a great goal, and celebrations were brilliant. And then Mark finished off another great goal. Good work again by Jack Bowen and Spencer Napolitano down the right, played it into Jack, squared it to Mark, who scored, and then headbutted the sign with his celebrations.
As you do. Psychologically, it's a big win, wasn't it, really? Because Duffer and Banner only one place above us at the start of play. Yeah, if you lose that one, then suddenly it's looking an awfully long way back this
season.
Yeah,
it is. You've got your 11-point gap there on Banu if it went that way. But fortunately for us, and I said the level of performance was there again. And, yeah, you know, we're still 5 points behind. But as I just said, I think we have got a really realistic chance of taking 9 points. But, again, it's the performance levels that have got to remain high.
It had been coming, because you were very unlucky at the College.
Yeah, another game. You see a little video highlight on the website that the last kick, and there was Ivesy and Connor on the line, and they're just not going in. Maybe the rub of the green changed Saturday with Joel's goal and Mark's goal, again with the keeper sent off. So, yeah, but touch wood, we'll get there, and I think, realistically, I think we've got a chance now of not being world beaters or whatever, but getting a respectable tally on the total.
Last point of all, it seemed a curious decision for you to go in goal as one of our sort of better defenders, really. Was it a case of nobody else fancied it?
Pretty much. Everyone was just looking at everyone, and there was obviously more candidates than me, with Danny Ives and Rob Williams, who's played in goal, but no one seemed to have it, so I thought, I'll have a go at this, why not? And I enjoyed it. I was in midfield Saturday, just a break-up midfielder, which is great, I like that position. But you can see it all, and defensively, the back four were tremendous, but that's not taking it away from the midfield and the strikers, because it was just a brilliant team performance.